Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. This week, we're in London, and you have me giving you an elevated experience. I first read about it in Monocle, actually. Then I had the story covered again for our upcoming book on urbanism. So I thought it was about time that I took myself off to see the project. So on a sunny morning, I cycled into the City of London to see a scheme that reimagines the elevated walkway and a lot more besides. London Wall Place is an office development inserted into a plot. It also includes the remains of the medieval St. Alphege Church and a section of the original Roman London Wall. In the endless cycle of redevelopment in the City of London, there's nothing intrinsically exciting about any of these facts. But go visit, because there are lots of impressive quality benchmarking details, not least that the scheme literally works on so many levels. In numerous post-war architecture projects, the elevated walkway, or pedway, was the go-to solution for cities that imagined the street would become the domain of the car. In places such as London, however, they were often poorly maintained, rain-swept, badly lit, and soon associated with all sorts of nefarious activities. People certainly didn't like using them at night. But at London Wall Place, they have a surprisingly beautiful new reincarnation. Linking the site with neighbours, such as the brutalist Barbican Centre, they're made from rust-red steel and with you-want-to-touch-me-smooth wooden handrails. There are walkways that cling to the sides of buildings, others that weave with a snaky, sinuous confidence. And when you climb up onto them, well, it's pleasing. You walk above the traffic, the ruins, the planting. Oh yes, the planting. That's glorious too. There is greenery spilling over handrails, banks of quivering grasses, sunken spots to sit and think, or at least have a Pret sandwich. It's stunning. The planners say that there are 45,000 square feet of new green space. In metric, it's quite big. But it's the pedways that charm and allure. It's the fresh angle that you view your city from. That new perspective. It's so reviving. You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to, well, me, for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.